Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is September 12, 2018 and we are here in the Holy Land celebrating the new Jewish year. And the day after Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the new year, we are praying for God Almighty to help us all to save the day and make some miracles, you know, to create a better world, to recognize us as people and maybe forgive us for our mistakes. You know, we all embrace from the, you know, the challenges of this world, and we all recognize what the world is going to face in this, you know, new evolution of matching between power. And you know, after yesterday, that was September 11, we all recognize the sacrifice that the American people had given to the world, and we stand with America every day again and again to empower her and to love her and to make sure that she knows that in Israel, in the Holy Land, she has a loyal friend and she can count on us. Whatever it takes, we are with you. And today we are going to take the time to speak to our friends in Georgia, United States, to talk about the weather, because the weather is crazy. And as you all know, Hurricane Florence has been tagging along for quite some days now, and we're all waiting to see where she's going to approach the coast and what's going to be the level of damage that she's going to give. And we are going to take the time with Lori to speak about the event, how things happening around hurricane season and what people do and how can we make a difference. And maybe if we can make a prayer, if we can make a prayer for God Almighty to make it, to take them through it without any damages. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Lenny Solomon of Schlock Rock, the greatest Jewish rock band in the world. Hope you enjoy our songs. Come on over and visit us at schlockrock.com.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Shalom from the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri. Join me every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 o'clock Eastern, for A Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Hear the news and views from the heartland of Israel every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time. Be there.
And we are back. This is Orly Ben Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. As I promise you, we're going to contact our friend, my best friend from Georgia, and we'll talk to her about the weather. You know, a hurricane is a mighty, mighty, incredible force that comes around every season, I guess. And from September, they start, being concerned with the weather. It's because the weather of the ocean is hot. It's because the winds are heavy. I don't know how it works exactly, but I know that it's so strong. And when it comes, you count your blessing. And that's when you are actually touching down with reality and you realize that there is a God and it's not us. And this universe of ours works in different dimension. And we all have to be thankful every day for our life that we have. You know, it's so important to have friends so you can pray with, especially when I have a friend like Lori Wards to pray with. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, Orly.
So good to hear.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sunshine. Listen. First of all, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I want to tell everybody, the audience, how incredible you are and what a talented artist you are. You know, Lori Wards is a painter. She paints, and I'm actually looking at a paint that she painted of my house in South Carolina. So she's fantastic.
Thank you, Orly.
And I know that Lori Ward can be found online. So in case you have like a workshop or whatever you want her to paint, she's there. And she is an incredible spirit and a wonderful, wonderful friend to have. I cherish you and I am so happy to have the chance today more than ever. It's so proper for us to come together and hopefully praying for this incredible hurricane to go away. So how it feels there?
Yes.
How is the weather doing?
Well, here near, I'm near Savannah, and it's sunshine and it's beautiful, but we have family that's driving down from Chocowinity, North Carolina, because they had a mandatory evacuation, so they're coming down. And Alicia, you know my friend Alicia, they're coming down from Myrtle Beach. So hopefully it will spare us here, but you know, we're always on edge because we're not out of the woods. So with that being said, we're just cranking up everything, the generators, and making sure we have enough gas. And of course we are praying that everyone will be safe and that it will go back out into the sea and dissipate. Whatever, we know it's all in God's hands, and we're just here to help one another through this time.
I know, and I love the country because every season you're facing up reality that, you know, it's all depend to God, and we need to be kind and hopeful that, you know, it goes away. And I saw that the wind are changing. That's what is concern us all, because now it's shifting again. It looked like Georgia and South Carolina is getting off it, but then something happened and the change, right?
Right. You just don't know. Just don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, that's just how life is. Just got to be prepared.
Yes, and count your blessing every day. And that's why we are here today and we are taking the time to pray together, Lori, to God Almighty to save us all, because this world needs some saving and help of a kind, only grace can help us, because I know America been divided, and the day after September 11, we can all remember the sacrifice that America had to give, you know, in fighting terror. And you were,
right. You
know, because you live in an area where so many militaries are there. They live, there is Port Royal around, and there are so many families that send their children and daughters to armed way to defend the liberty of mankind all around the globe. So this is incredible, courageous people. And I give it to the South. And Lori, tell me more about what's the feeling in the ground today? Because I know that you know, a lot of manpower, they need, you know, police, the firefighters, everybody is on alert right now, right?
Oh yeah, they are. You know, Savannah's like extremely low, and I think flooding would be like the main thing in Savannah. You know, we're far enough away here that we would get the winds and the rains and tornadoes, but hopefully we just keep praying that, you know, this thing's going to go somewhere else, like back out to sea. So we have some wonderful, our Army, our everything here at Fort Stewart, the Marines. Yes, all of them are, they all help out, and we're just grateful that we do live in a country and that that we can help one another and just all, you know, have our own opinions. And but when it comes to the end of the day, if your neighbor needs help, you know, you're going to be there to help them no matter what they believe in or who they are. Just come together at times when you need and need each other. And that's what we're going to do during this time. And I just keep praying that everybody will be safe.
And I must tell you, guys, you don't understand what it is to live in the South. The Southern hospitality is not only a myth, it's reality. It's something that exists. It's the shining face that they have. You can see Lori's face. I'm telling you, she is a smiley face, and she will talk to you if you're a stranger and will be kind to you. And you can never, never imagine she were a stranger before. She's one of those faces that brings light and smile to your life. So I'm so blessed to have her in my life. Oh, Lori, you are such a special and kind person that came to my life in the South, and I'm so thankful. And I think that I feel really worth, you know, a lot of grace by having you as a friend. And I do pray with you, and I want to tell you guys all that prayer, even though you think that everything is gone, every hope in the world is gone, prayer can save the day. Lori, tell them about prayer. What does it do?
Oh, yes. That's a big part of our life here. You know, we're Southern Georgia prayer warriors, that's for sure. And I know through God's grace that he'll get us through anything. And Orly, I'm just blessed that God put us in each other's paths. And I know that you work hard trying to promote peace, and that you want us all to be an example of what our God is about. He's about love. And I just thank you so much for calling and talking with me. And
I am honored to have you in my life. And Lori, are you staying or are you fleeing? What is it? Are you staying? Are you going to ride this storm or what?
We're going to stay, hopefully, right here. We don't have to worry about flooding. It's the winds. You know, we were here 2 years ago, and was it Maria? I can't even remember the name of that one, but it hit pretty hard here. And being without power is pretty bad, but not, you know, we live in the country, no water, without power. But we did get a generator. We're prepared as far as, you know, if something does happen and the power goes out, we'll pray and just be there for our neighbors.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, sometimes you have one road and you always run by it, you know, from Georgia to South Carolina. I remember one day I had a flat tire. In no time, somebody stopped and just started to fix it. You know, they work like angels. they are. It's true to God. So, yeah. Lori, let me bless you and say that may it all go away. And you have from our chat room, they all say hi to you because, you know, they recognize how special you are, obviously. So they say, hi, Lori. You can go on chat room and maybe talk to them. But anyway, I hope that you'll keep on being my friend. Of course, we'll hope to hear all the good news after Florence gone and after this hurricane season will be home, and we can go and maybe come back and go fishing a little. All right?
Right. And I'm coming to see you too.
In Jerusalem, you definitely come to Jerusalem anytime. We make our prayers. Yes, maybe you can make a big, big bunch of people, you know, like a group, and come together. We all go and descend on Jerusalem and make prayers known to God that we're thankful we are here and we are good for, you know, we are good souls to serve in this world. All right?
Right. All right. Love you. Give my love to the children.
Thank you so much. And we are, you know, so thankful. And we are going to a break right now, and we'll be back after this, I guess. It's 30 seconds to go, and I'm always, Lori, bear with me until we go to a break, and we'll tell goodbye on the other side. All right. I'll be with you back.
Bye-bye.
The Tamar Yona Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yona. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yona Show.
And we are back with Ben Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. I want to say hi to my friends in the USA, in Netherlands, in Spain, Canada, of course, in Israel, the Holy Land. And I want to say hi to Larry. Larry, you're a cool guy. And Donald, Mr. Donald, hello, how are you? I hope that you grace us with some music of yourself. I know that our beloved President Donald Trump is being challenged these days. And I want to say to our dear President, hang on. Be courageous, because they are pushing the limits. And you know, I was thinking, if you see those movies in Hollywood and you say about the great American, what happened if they dare to touch the president? What happened if they dare to sneak by? The FBI will go all over, the CIA will cover you. And what happened in this scenario? The New York Times is still standing. You know, somebody tells me, you know, they go and get some information about the president stuff. They jeopardizing, the sabotaging the agenda, the president of the USA. I would see, you know, everybody covering, the agents covering all, wall to wall, the agency, to say to them, excuse me, you guys know of a crime against our president and you are keeping it, what, innocent? Like, you can just inform us. You know, there is a rule in journalism, and I part of journalistic life that I am molding. I'm trying to also read sometimes what it's written on. And journalists say you cannot obtain illegal information. And any time you take something from the desk of the president of the USA without his permission, this is illegal. And any time you are surpassing or actually doing something against the will of the president, this is breach of security. So we have a breach of security in the White House. We have obtaining of illegal information in the newsroom of the New York Times. And everybody's still extended. Oh, maybe Donald Trump is not fit. Are you guys for real? You need to understand that they are acting up. They say the other government, they are pretending to have a shadow government. And they declare it. They declare it. They say they're going to keep on all relationship with the foreign powers against or, you know, despite the Donald. They're going to spare us from Donald Trump. Are you guys kidding me? Are you kidding me? The economy never been better. And you want to spare us? You're actually jeopardizing the future of the USA in the world. This is, you know, I don't want to say it bad, but, you know, this is bad story for America not to be uproar. You know, for New York Times to have the audacity to come and just pretend, hey, this is what I got. No, I'm not giving the name. Are you kidding me? This is an official that needs to be indicted. You know, I remember when they indicted all the apparatus of Bill Clinton. wasn't funny, but it was what needed to be done. Well, the story was a little funny because, you know, you don't indict people because he has a relationship. You know, I don't know, but I'm a little old enough to understand life is not so pretty and everything. But you guys, when you people sabotaging, administration sabotaging, and, you know, I know that the media tried to pinpoint the man, and they're talking about the national security, but this guy is too upfront to tell, you know, the America and the world and the president what he thinks after he met with Putin, that I don't think that he needs to be undercover because he has the guts to say what it is. So I would give him off. But the fact that they pretend to even know what America needs when America chose democratically and elect a president to rule and to change the course of history from where it was to a different one. Now, you see, America, oh, by the way, American as globally, they have a very high IQ, okay? If you see the IQ, this was an incredible holiday for me because my son got to show me the graph of IQs. So they were talking about the IQ of Americans and the world, and I was looking. You can check it online, and you can see it's colored. And Americans' IQ are pretty high. You understand? You guys are very smart. So once you're smart, you know when you correct. You make a correction. You don't have a problem changing. And if something upset you, oh boy, if you can come to the street. And that's what it is. But you don't come and insinuate from the Oval Office, you know, that you can check what the president do. You're not elected official. You're appointee by the pleasure of the president. And then you are sabotage. Oh my goodness. I think that we need to call it quits. We need to call it as it is. We need to ask everybody to be, you know, like to have a true machine or whatever you want to do. But I wouldn't go so easy on none of them because we need to really have Donald Trump, the president of the USA, free to do his job. And free, I mean, at ease too. Because it's not fair to put him under such a pressure. And I know that from Papua New Guinea, they are listening to us. Oh, God bless you. I'm so happy. If there is anything I can send your way today, I want to say keep up this green world of yours because you're doing fine. We in the developed world destroyed our world with all this innovation, and we have chemical all over. So you guys, sometimes at the end of the day, you must be very smart on this. But school, teaching, learning, women, and learn a lot of handcraft, something that we all need to remember. This world of ours is built by hands. You know, you can create a computer to do something for you, but handcraft is the treasure of mankind, and nobody can replace it. Nobody can do a better rugs than a woman in India, in China, and maybe, you know, in Africa there are a lot of beautiful stuff. The colors are amazing. And if we decide in this world of ours to make a combination of everything, make joyful coexistence of goodness, of colors, and of culture, we might have a wonderful things to share. Now that we have an open sphere of internet, because before we didn't know, okay? Before it's only hearsay and some traveler that made spread the news. Now we need to have some kind of an understanding. And we want understanding by a world understanding. And that's why we need our leaders to be engaged, serious, and responsible. And the fact that they decided that, you know, Vladimir Putin is an enemy, I don't know where it started, but I thought that in the end, you know, Ronald Reagan ended the Cold War. And we were trying to cover and make friends since then. and, you know, Hillary Clinton tried to push the button and makes it, restart button. I don't know what she restarted. She didn't mention what she was restarting. But the idea is to make sure that we all understand our role. Sometimes, though, our expectations are different. And that's why Donald Trump is so smart by engaging the people first in kindness. You know, he's going to North Korea. What do you think? He's facing with him and he beat him up. He wants to talk to them to see what is going on. And the same thing with Russia and the same thing with China and the same thing with every leader that he come across. Sure enough, he saw also Abu Abbas and realized that he has no intention to do anything. That's why he's going to close they have a month to close the offices of the Palestinian in Washington because they serve nothing. If you are a diplomatic entity that does not engage or actually do an anti-American work in America, I think that you should go. And that's what happened. Sometimes you have to face your own music. And that will happen, hopefully, in this new election with the Arab member of Knesset. They need to go because they cannot serve two masters. You know that. There is only one master that you serve. You are loyalty for a country. Even though you can be loyal to friendly with most, but you cannot definitely be loyal to adversary. You can be a very good diplomat, but you have to serve for one target, right? If they're serving Israeli, you know, parliament, and they are pro-Palestinian, that working against Israel doesn't work. So that's why they're going to clean the mess. So that's what I'm saying. We are trying to clean the mess like Donald Trump said is going to clean, dry the swamp. Yes. Let's try it. And the voices on the hill saying, you know, he's doing such a good job. That's why they are resisting him so much. And I know that there are people that come and go, but I'm sure that Donald Trump made his history known to everybody, and God bless him for that. So we're going to go to a break now, and we're going to be back after this. Time flies when you're having fun, guys. I'm going to read what you wrote now, Larry. All right? And thank you. We'll be back to this. Okay? It's 15 seconds to go. Here we are.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
This is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, guys, this is special days after the starting of the new Jewish year. We have 10 days of, you know, of praying. We pray hard that God, you know, you scribe us in the book of life, and then he sign it on Yom Kippur. That's why on Yom Kippur, which we fast next Wednesday, I won't be having a show then. So you remember on Wednesday, next Wednesday, when you miss me so much, you'll remember I'm fasting and I'm praying for you all. Okay? So let's go back to what we were starting. First of all, I hope that the Arab list from the Knesset will be evaporated, let's say, from the list of a member of Knesset, because they don't deserve to serve because they serve a different boss. They serve the national ideas of, I don't know what's national, the idea of Palestinian that it's anti-Israeli per se. And more of that, they make the ridicule, like Dr. The doctor that we have, is blessed that I forgot his name today. He was calling the Three Musketeers, Ahmed Tibi. Thank you, Tamar. You are wonderful. Ahmed Tibi called the Three Musketeers, then the guys that Donald Trump sent to Kushner, you know, all the three that negotiate for Israel and America and between the Palestinian. I don't know on what level he can actually call anybody musketeers, where the musketeers actually were very honorable person. So let's give it to him that he doesn't even know history that well. Anyway, let's go back. The idea of Donald Trump to give Jordan, to make a confederation between Jordan and Palestinian. And somebody called me last week and I promised, because it was in the end of the day, to promise that I'll get back to him because it's important. The idea of confederation, it means that you have two entities, but the power is divided between two. You can have confederation, which will be the one in the headquarter and the rest will be on the other entity, or you can arrange whatever you want. But it's so truthful and it's so mindful, because think about those people. Those are people are not, they're not managed. Nobody care for them. Now that you take UNRWA, like so-called the refugees entity that covered them and kept them in refugee camp, even though that they had liberation from so-called occupation of Israel. Now that you have no UNRWA, you have somebody to manage. You need somebody to manage. Of course, Gaza and the West Bank, there are two entities that nothing to do with each other, okay? Gaza is free and it connected to Egypt. Egypt needs to take back responsibility because, as we all know, before there were Egyptian, like Yasser Arafat was Egyptian, okay? So if you think Gaza is a part of Egypt, and you close the gate with Israel, nothing to do. You guys don't want a free, freedom, liberty, happiness. You don't want to engage in democratic society that can engage between countries. Just, resolute to one entity, to Egyptian, and they will take care of you, the way they are. Okay, they're wonderful. They can manage you, understand you, and give you what you need, including electricity, that by all means, it's not our duty to do. Israeli duty, I mean. Then you take the west part where they have, connected the line with Jordan. You make them a part of Jordan, create some kind of cities around it or whatever. But that makes sense. Donald Trump, the president, took an idea and look at geographically, like a builder. He said, this is area belongs to this. They are the same, because if you all recall, 80% of the Jordanian are Palestinian. They have a queen that is Palestinian. So what do you guys want to have? To triple, quadruple entities all over the globe because you decide you want liberty because you can't stand each other. That's your problem, not ours. Our problem is to manage people. As leadership in the world go, we need to manage and less problematic and more resourceful ideas to conclude and produce something, okay? We need to take care of the problem we have in Syria. Right now, if the Syrian army decided to obliviate Idlib, I don't know how they call it, the names are, sometimes skip me. They might fight, and you have already 30,000 people on the road going toward Turkey, and Turkey already said that they're going to open the border back into Europe. So it's going to be a mess soon. And you're a Palestinian, you don't do nothing, you don't want to work for nothing, you're actually good workers, and you start pretending, oh, we're not talking to Idlib. Thank you. Tamar, I love you. You're wonderful. Idlib is the city that is going to be bombarded if you guys don't stop it. We need to stop them. The European Union, what they do. Now, this is a new age. This new age means that you actually have to interact with the problem of the world. It's not somebody goes and kill each other and nobody does nothing. It's like those people that we have in from Catalonia, from the election in Catalonia, and New Spain that listen, you need to free them. All those people that got in the race to liberate Catalonia, it didn't succeed. It doesn't mean that deserve jail. It doesn't mean that you have the leadership gone into Belgium, to Bruxelles, and you cannot come back because you don't like him. The fact is the matter, if you have an election, it means that it's democracy. They can lose in grace and come back and work. They want liberty. Fine, it didn't work. So try again. You make another arrangement, maybe some kind of peace accord. Listen, if they did it in Ireland and Belfast, they can do it definitely in Catalonia, all right? The Spanish are sweet and they're tough. Hey, I remember they have acquisition on the Jews, so we don't forget that, okay? Let's not give it to them. But I'm saying, we, the people of the light, needs to recognize that there are people in jail because of election. So they need to be liberated. And there is Spain. You have a king that is graceful. And actually, he gave the Jews, you know, the right to return, everything. So I know I'm counting on his grace to free them for, in the sake of harmony and peace of the universe, all right? Guys, I'm keep on going because we are running out, and I know that I said that. I talked about the right of Palestinians to be a part of confederation with Jordan. Now, Abu Abbas said we'll have a confederation with Jordan only if Israel agree. You're missing the point, Mr. Abu Abbas. We are the Jewish people in the Jewish land having a freedom of being Jews. What part you don't understand? And any time they come back and said again, the national law that we created after you guys wanted to dismiss our Judaism. You see, 2,000 years of the diaspora taught us a very, very clear lesson. We, the Jewish people in the world, want to be free and we want to be protected. That's why we're going to go after whoever wants to destroy us, whoever they are. And that's what this law makes. We are strengthening the Jewish people and we protect them. It means that if you guys all over the globe cannot protect the Jewish people, well, we'll liberate them in a, you know, kind of Entebbe, kind of other, you know, flight. We just send some troopers and we take them back home to the Jewish land. You guys don't like us? Fine. You know, those are your children. We have only a few. We are only a few in the world. And we have the role to bring light to the world and be nice and be a very, very creative mind that we need to have this world. So now that we're engaging in this round of a new world order where people of the elite can conclude that they are out of business now, and the elite is who think, who cares enough to work hard and make it happen in this world, that we can see that there is a lot of perspective. The perspective is cyber. Cyber is the new money. You know, guys, whatever you want, you need to secure your accounts. You need to make it happen. You need to work on a plan. And I know America is on it. I love when she's on it because that's how I know that we're going to get to the moon. Because every time America touches something, it's gold. That's who it is. You know, this is the character of the nation. You can't change it. And they can try again. You know what's the difference between American and the rest of the world? It's freedom. They love people. They give people the right to be happy. In America, the land of opportunity is all over. You can make it happen there. I know you actually ran it over, you damaged it, you took it advantage of it, you run drugs, you drug the children. We never forgive you for that. We never forgive you for that, Colombia, Mexico. You guys have a lot to thank for America, and a lot to thank for, you know, for giving us the chance. That's why we are blessed to have America as our friends. And as the Jewish people come to the conclusion of this show, I'm getting this show on the conclusion. We have a new year coming, and Yom Kippur is coming on. I wish you that may God describe you in the book of glorious life, good life, perfect, prosperous, healthy, and a lot of you. Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Morris from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio. News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.